When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In today's episode of Side Hustle School, we're shifting gears and taking a ride into the world of car flipping. Car flipping, automobile reselling. Our listener, John from Phoenix, stumbled upon the lucrative potential of buying and selling cars after a personal experience. You'll hear about that in his question. He is now revved up to turn this into a side hustle, but needs some navigational advice on how to steer this venture successfully. So if you out there have ever thought about flipping items for profit, reselling something, anything, or if you're just looking for your next side hustle, you might find that cars can drive your profits further. Or you might just enjoy this episode and enjoy thinking about your own ideas, whatever they may be. I want to help you make extra money without quitting your job. That's what we're all about every single day. Let's buckle up as we explore how to buy and sell cars for profit. John's question coming up in just 30 seconds.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Chris, this is John from Phoenix, Arizona. Your podcast was a recommendation from a colleague, and I have been brainstorming side hustles ever since. So I'm interested in flipping cars for profit. I fell onto this one time accidentally when I bought a car I ended up not loving and discovered I could get a better deal if I resold it myself. So now I want to get in deeper. Can you offer some guidance on the smartest way to buy and sell cars as a side hustle?
Hey, John, I love the old school side hustle. People have been buying and reselling cars for a long time. And often we hear from people who are getting into it and they want to do like a whole bunch of cars and they like want to become a mini dealer. And that's fine. But I always recommend people like start with one. Okay. You had this one experience in John's case. Let's do it one more time and see how it feels. Okay. So for your next one-off experience, you want to make a couple of key decisions going in. I think one key decision is how can you not just profit the most? I mean, it's good to have like a baseline of profit, whatever that looks like to you. Could be a few $100s, could be a few $1,000s, depending on the make, model, and situation, and so on. But I think one risk factor with reselling cars is you want to hold on to the inventory for the lowest amount of time possible. Like you don't want to be stuck trying to sell a car for 3 months, right? Because then, you know, the value could change further and your capital is tied up and so on. So I think that probably 50% of the work is in selecting, how do I narrow this down? What is the make and model that I'm going to focus on? And it could be even more specific than that, certain year, you know, even certain color, or it could be some geographic arbitrage where I'm going to get a car from one part of the country, from one area and sell it again in another. And it's possible to, you know, buy cars online and have them shipped. You know, you factor in the cost for all of that and see, is this going to work? Or at least, is there a good chance it's going to work? So you want to lower your risk factor as much as possible Again, I think 50% of the work is making those decisions up front. And then just kind of saying no to lots of options, like really looking for that specific vehicle you're going to purchase and have an idea of what you're going to resell it for. You got to factor in inspection. You have to factor in registration, licensing, you know, the proper transfer of title and all of that. You want to spend some time on the platform where you're likely to sell it. So this could be Facebook Marketplace for a lot of people. eBay Motors is another option. I'm sure there's others too. So spend some time on that platform. Make sure you understand, like, what are the attractive listings look like? What do they look like? What information do they contain? How can I create a compelling listing for this vehicle? So, I mean, that's basically what you do. You select the right vehicle. You try to tie up your capital for the lowest amount of time possible, and go slow with this. And, you know, if anything seems wrong with a particular car you want to purchase for reselling, just walk away. You know, don't take the chance. Find something else, because there are plenty of other options out there. And then from there, learn as you go. Like, learn from each time you do this. Figure out what works, what doesn't, and don't go too fast. Right? Because again, you want to keep that risk factor low. I keep saying that, but it's really important when you're spending some real money on assets you hope to resell. All right. That's what I think about that. Hope that's helpful. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know if you're reselling cars or anything else. I got a fun story tomorrow about someone who is selling Santa letters, personalized Santa letters. So stay tuned for that coming up tomorrow. And of course, a new episode every day, all through the holidays and beyond. Take care of yourself out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.